Unit 6. Speaking focus. Activities 2 and 5.
What both these photos have in common is that they are of guided tours of historical places. The first picture looks as if it could be in a palace in Europe, possibly in the bedroom of a king or other important historical figure. The other picture is of an ancient monument in Egypt, maybe. Whilst the people in the first picture look as if they live locally, the other group of tourists may have travelled a long way to get there and could be visiting many ancient sites. Neither of the groups looks as if they're very serious about remembering the information, as they're not taking any notes. It may be a place they feel they should visit, rather than having a particular interest in that period of history. One significant difference in the pictures is the approach taken by the guides. The guide in the bedroom is wearing a period costume and could possibly be an actor. I think the aim of this is to make history come alive, which of course makes it more memorable. Perhaps this is a more interesting approach, as some of the people in the other picture look a bit bored. I doubt whether the tourists will remember very much about the talk given by the guide if they're just visiting the site for a few hours. Unless they've done a lot of reading beforehand and already know quite a lot about this site, it can be hard to imagine what the lives of the people who lived there thousands of years ago might have been like.